Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and our desire always is to bring you the grassroots truth. Amen. We desire that you will call in all listeners and share in your biblical experience, and we all can grow thereby. Amen. Who is your life coach? Amen. That is what we're discussing at this time, and at this subject, we're looking at who is your life coach. All of us, amen, from time to time, we need someone to guide and to show us the way in different areas. And what we're going to see what the Bible has to say. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Lord, we ask you to look upon all our listeners and all our callers right now in the name of Jesus. Bind Satan's hand, his work, and his works and his weapons, what he's trying to do against the people. God, we know you say in your word, amen, that there be no weapons formed against us that will prosper. And, Lord, we believe it so. We believe, God, that whatever come against us, you have given us the power in your name, because you created us in your own image, in your own likeness, and you gave us the ability, amen, to take off and to put on. And this we ask in Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you all, amen. We're discussing who is your life coach, amen. This seems to be a trend today in the world, amen. They're not talking about skills. We know you need skills. We know all of us need to learn our age. We have careers and we have talents that was mentored down from hand to hand, amen, sometimes from generation to generation. But what the Bible has to say, amen, what we're always discussing here, amen, at Doctrine of Truth, what the Bible has to say about certain things in your life, amen. We know, amen, the world has their schedule, they have the agenda for you, they want you to be approved. If you come by them, amen, and you want to meet what the world has to say, but this is not what God's plan is. This is not what God's plan. God did not leave us helpless and vulnerable to the world system as we become his children. We're looking in the book of Colossians, amen, starting off in the book of Colossians, amen, because it was the time that in the book of Colossians where they was being bombarded about philosophies and historical things to be that you need to go back to Moses' time. You need to do this to be recognized by God. You're not complete unless you eat right according to Moses or do certain things. Amen. But here we are in the book of Colossians, and we want to take it up, amen, at the, we have always discussed in our studies, we always have four different versions of the Bible studies. We have the King James Version, the Amplified Version, amen, the New American Standard, and the New International Standard Version. Amen. We want to read a portion of each different version of the Bible because we believe that whatever it takes to get the truth. Amen. Because the Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Amen. The third chapter of Colossians in the New International Bible says, that since then you have been risen with Christ, set your hearts on things above, for Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is not hid, is now hid in Christ, in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death Therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these things, in these ways, in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy communication from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your own self with its practice and put on the new life, which is being renewed in knowledge and in the image of the Creator. Amen. If you watch this, what Paul is saying here, and sometimes we think, and I know the Bible said, get wisdom, all I get, and get understanding. And it's always a hidden, undermined, not heard of conception that the enemy always put out there. Amen. Now, since you're in God, you don't have to do nothing anymore. It's almost like you're a robot. Amen. And God will come in, he'll take care of you, and he'll do things for you, and you don't have to move. You don't have to walk. You don't have to talk. Amen. He'll bring you your food. He'll do everything for you. But that is not the truth. That is not the truth. You have the ability. You have the talent. You have the skills, amen, to be able to move in your being. This is by many times, if you look at the situation, God say, you know, he tell you, do not do this, do not do that. So he knows your will and your ability, amen, that he given you, and he respect that, and you still have the power to choose. So here we go with you yourself in life. We know we need help in lots of areas, lots of areas. God knows that if you didn't have a teacher, amen, the Bible had one of the gifts of the office is teaching, a teacher. And Ethiopian eunuch said, how did I know this unless somebody teach me the scriptures? When Philip approached him, amen, in the desert, and he was reading Isaiah, and he was talking about, you know, who is this man? And Philip said, you understand? He said, no, I don't know unless somebody teach me. So we know we need people to guide and mentor us the same way God did his disciples. Jesus came and guided and directed his men, and he left them understanding of how he wanted them to walk and talk. Amen. So here we go with who is teaching us living, and who is teaching us life skills for his careers. Now, the world will try to continue to instruct you always in a way of unrighteousness because they don't know anything else. Paul said the enemy had blinded eyes, amen, of things of the world, amen. So we don't know the way of God, not even into salvation. Unless somebody come to us and tell us about Jesus, died for our sins, and you don't have to worry about, amen. Once you accept him in Christ, all you have to do now is follow his instructions. And this is what Paul was saying, amen, in Colossians. And in Colossians 3 and 8, he said, now you are put off all these. So he letting us know we are capable of stop lying and malice and bad communication against our brother and sister. Even Paul was saying, Peter was struck by Jesus, amen. Jesus said, how often should I, amen, forgive my brother? And Jesus had told him that, listen, no, you got to continue to forgive your brother 7 times 70. So we are capable. We do have the ability. We do have the strength. amen, to make decisions. We make decisions daily. You made a decision to turn on, to follow this program and listen. Then you make a decision later on what you want to eat. Maybe wherever you are, you wanted to share. So we're making decisions constantly, constantly. But what is happening here, because we're in the end time, because of this end time fluctuation of evil and false teaching and false preaching going on, amen, the enemy is trying to get another approach, amen. He's trying to get another approach, saying that you don't need the church, and all you need is some spiritual advisor, amen, to show you your daily life. And that's where we are. That's where we are. We want you to be careful about, amen, life coaching. Life coaching. We're not talking about football, baseball, amen. We know we need all of that. Those men, they're teaching us that skill. But unless you have, amen, a born-again experience with God, unless you have, and if you have, God has given you all you need through the church, through the Spirit of God, through the surrounding, whereby all of these men, all of these women in the church, all these men and women, amen, that's in Christ, should be able to, amen, someone should be able to put their arms around you and tell you how you should walk in this world in a godly manner, in a godly manner. Amen. Amen. So here we are. Here we are now at this point. We're reaching out for those that feel that they don't have anyone, and they'd be so gullible that just grab the first thing come by. Amen. You have to go to church. You have to be among God's people. Amen. You have to be in that atmosphere. And some of us go to our jobs, our career, and be involved in things where we might not like, we might not be fully likable or compatible to the people, but we know we have to be there. We know we have to be there. Maybe to the doctor's office, or maybe going to work. Amen. But God has given us the power, and the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit is this godly spirit that makes us and help us to live right. He's a coach. Amen. He is there. Amen. Through the word of God. Through the word of God. So those that might feel that, say, okay, well, I need somebody to help me counsel my money, he can do that. But he also will send somebody from the church. I lead you into a godly manner whereby you can discern through the Holy Spirit, you can discern whether or not this person is helping you with your money, whether or not he's helping you, amen, or stealing from you, amen. Judas was around Jesus, and Jesus knew who he was. Jesus knew who Judas was, amen. So God know about all these things. He said that the wheat and the chaff grow together, and I will separate. God knows the stealers and the liars. He said, let it grow together. Let it grow together, and I will separate. Amen. So you don't have to worry about people stealing from you or lying to you. Amen. But you don't care. We don't need anyone. We don't need anyone to tell us how to get up in the morning and how to what to say to people when we have the Spirit of God dealing with us. When we have the Spirit of God, amen, leading us. The Word of God is what we need. The environment of being with the Christian brethren is what we need. What we need. All right, the lines will be open. That's why we come together. We always expect and we respect other point of views, maybe but something else you heard, amen, that is not mentioned. And that's what Doctrine of Truth is about, touching the grassroots, amen, touching the grassroots on things that kind of want to pull at the Christian brethren, amen, and wander them away, amen. And you might hear say, oh, I have a life coach. I don't have to go to church no more. This man come to my house, or this lady come to my house. She teaches me all I need to do, amen, how to take care of my children, my family, amen. We don't need the church. We don't need the church. Listen, the enemy always won, and that's spiritual warfare. That's spiritual warfare, amen. That's why it's very important, amen, God's people get off their seats, amen, and learn and get out there and talk with people. Doesn't matter who they are, what they say they're supposed to be. Get out there because you don't know what kind of bad seeds or what kind of things that are really going on, amen, among the saints, amen, trying to pull them away, amen, trying to stop them from getting the knowledge of God, amen. You don't need to pay anyone, amen, just go to church. The church should be place of all stops, amen. Stops, you can stop here, amen, you can go even now, amen, the little bit we're trying to do here in this broadcast to acknowledge and trying to help, amen, we hopefully this being helps to someone being on the broadcast, or we talking to one another, encouraging one another, amen, let them know Jesus love you. Amen. We're hoping that this be a help to you wherever you are. And all of us coming together and sharing our experiences, we're hoping that be help you to grow in Christ. So you can pick up your phones down. We can open the lines. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you dial, amen, and press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in, amen, and we'll be glad to have your comments. We try not to mention your name, amen. We'll call your last 4 digits of your telephone number and your area code, amen. Be glad to hear what you have to say. Somebody need to hear your testimony, or somebody need to have your comments. Maybe you've been almost got caught in this situation. Maybe you almost got caught, amen, at your weakest point. And the enemy does, he always wait till your weakest point. He watched Jesus. He tried things to get Jesus when he was weak, amen, when he was at his weakest point in the wilderness. And the Bible says the tempter came. And this is what it's about. Temptation will show up in times that, this is what it is. You don't need that. You don't need this. Amen. All right. We think we have a caller. Area code 954. Last 4 digits, 4427. God bless you.
God bless you. This is good to be on the call this evening.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. Good to be on the call this evening. As usual, very good topic. You know, when I think about this life coach stuff, in the times that we are now, I know the Lord said, I think about when we need to get salvation, we need to work on our own salvation and how that. The word of God says, you know, in all our understanding, you know, in all our learning, you know, that we get understanding, or that when we can ask God and He will give us wisdom. You know, the reason I think that people need to work on it and study God's word, because when you really study God's word, and you're studying, you're praying, you're meditating on His word, then the Lord will send the right person into your life to be a coach. Because if you're going out here trying to find that person yourself, you may run into some people that's not really that well into the Word of God themselves. So I think it's better you pray and work on the Word yourself, meditate on it. And when you pray, God will answer your prayers and send the right person in your life that can be that spiritual life coach for you, because there's a lot of that going on in this day and age, life coach. And then different people that's doing that, they may be doing it for just nutritional reasons or financial reasons or for careers and stuff, but you want to cry out to the Lord that He will send that person who's going to be that spiritual life coach for you, because they're going to take care of the whole man instead of just focusing in on one particular area of your life. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to point that out, because there seem to be a lot of people today wanting to be life coaches, but they're targeting on specific areas of a person's life instead of taking care of the whole person, and many a times it has nothing to do with that person's salvation.
Okay, very good. We come together, we always have some, amen, open up some areas here through the Holy Spirit to let us know. Amen. And the first thing that came to my mind while you were speaking there about how can people grow, mm-hmm. if you don't have any trials and tribulation, that you could, we learn and we reach back and help others. Amen. So at the same time, there's certain people that should be there temporary in your life, and there's some that for the long haul, for us church wise. We don't want to overlook the church. I'm always, I'm the one, amen, as a pastor and a teacher and a preacher, people come through seasons, amen. All right, God bless you, as always, and amen. Thanks for opening up tonight, today, wherever those might be listening. And I ran through this subject. There are many people out there do have the ability, amen, to hire men and women to help them, amen, special or athletes, to help them on their skills, better their skills for their games. And we don't want to misdirect this subject here. We're not talking about your skills. We all need for employment and for our jobs, and there's certain things we need to learn. Others need, we need mentors, we need instructors, we go to college, we go to schools, amen, we need coaches in that area. But seems as though there's an underground growing of men and women said, I can come and help you do this. And the brother was brought it up, the elder brought it up, amen, everything is in the Word of God. Everything is in the Word of God, amen. All right, the lines are open now, and you can just press 1 on your phone, those of you that tapped in, and like to have your input. Might be something that we miss, amen, here. Might be someone that's tugging on you, amen, trying to tempt you into an area. And because there are seasons in people's lives. Let me inject this a little bit. There are seasons in your life that you need someone, and God will. He will send somebody. Amen. Amen. The first caller was saying, if you pray and ask God, He will send somebody. Someone that comes up, and amen, and your spirit would agree. Godly spirit would agree. Amen. And during that season of life, amen, it would help you, amen, to come through. And then that's why we have what we call testimony, somebody begin to give a testimony, a vision and dream, amen. You learned this, and if you came through, amen, now you can help somebody else. So it might be a season amen, a person will say, well, I'm going to help you, amen. Then after that, you know, then it should be over. It should be over. It might be a day, a week, a month, 2 months. All right, we have another caller. Area code 305, last four digits, 4271. Amen. God bless you, doctor.
Good evening, Bishop. How you doing there?
All right, you. God bless
okay.
you.
Okay, all right. I was listening now. The caller just called, he was making some interesting points there. I think you and he hit on one point there that shows that the Spirit of God agrees with the Spirit. You got to watch. Excuse me. You got to watch. Know who's talking to you. You
yes,
got to know who's trying to coach you. Everybody want to coach you, try to tell you to do something. and get control of you. I was talking with a brother today, and we were talking about how everybody want to get your money. They tell you all kinds of things to get your money. And so what I'm looking at here is that the people of God can't let everybody talk to them. You can't get instructions, information, and advice from everybody. You see, God don't like that. When he have opened up the portals to you, you see what I'm saying? You remember he said, "Nah, if you have ears to hear." See, that he shows that there's a connection that can be, that you can hear what the Spirit says. But really what I want to quickly point out was the Holy Ghost is given to us to be that personal coach. That the Holy Ghost is given to us to lead and guide us, to coach us. Remember, Jesus said, I won't leave you. You see what I'm saying? And God gives them to him so that we can be led from heaven. You see, we can be strengthened when this earthly walk get too heavy for you. He'll strengthen you. And not only that, when you become so you indecisive and you can't make up your mind, he'll lift a standard. You see? And I can testify to that. When you're sick and you feel like you're going to leave here, the Spirit of God will start comforting you. You see what I'm saying?
Sir.
But that's really your coach. When you start talking about, you know, Bishop, a lot of things, personal coaching, a lot of these things, they get it from the Scripture. It's just other ways of saying it, you know, to get it from the Scripture. You see what I'm saying? And see, Jesus said, you come to me and I won't leave you. See what I'm saying? I won't cast you out. See, he said, I'll be with you unto the uttermost, you see. So we looking at the night that the enemy have come to destroy us and set us apart. This is a great time of deception. And one thing that I hope you don't get no mail on this, but our contemporary music today is a lot of stuff wrapped up in it to deceive and to mislead people. One thing, I hear this song and often thought about it. It just grabbed my attention, but I never could figure out why am I thinking like this about this song. And when I got the what we was going to talk about tonight, I said, oh, that's it. And this song that says, I give myself away. That sounds so good, don't it? But there's a coaching of the Spirit that we need right there. You see, the Lord ain't told you to give yourself away. He told you, he told you, let me in, and you conduct yourself. You see what I'm saying? You humble yourself. You see what I'm saying? And you don't, you just, it sounds so good. I give myself away. No. It's got to be closer than that. And see, this time, Bishop, so many in this world are trying to walk without the Holy Ghost. And I like what you said. I totally agree. Your intellect, your abilities, your smartness, you can't make it. You can't make it without the Spirit of God leading, coaching, and guiding you. That's what I was looking at right there.
All right. God bless you as always. As always, the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. And as things begin to come more clearer as we go through this program, and I always thank God for it. Amen. Because they are some occults, some cult working, some cult games, and we need to discuss sometime parallel in another program. Amen. You can't open up your mind, amen, and just give it to whatever spirit. Amen. You got to give it to Jesus. Amen. Lord.
That's right.
And you got to say, He is Lord. Lord, come in. And, you know, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus, come into my heart. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Give God your heart. Amen. Your mind, pause it, put your mind on Him. Amen.
Yes.
But you open yourself up, amen, to this spiritual world.
Yeah.
Amen. You can get so easily trapped in that area.
You know,
all
Bishop,
right?
It says there, how can you say that Jesus is Lord, is the Son of God, without the Spirit? You see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the whole, this is the significance of God filling us with Him. God filling us with Himself. You see? So we have the ability. That's what He give us power to become son. When He say you, He give you the ability to reach up. If you can't reach up, you in trouble. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So it's a very good topic here, and it needs to be really, really talked about and really be heard throughout the world, because so many today are powerless. You know, so why so much cancer today? Why so much this? Why so much this? And why even viruses and insects, they just taking over. You see, it's because of what? We need the conviction of the Holy Ghost. You see, even in my conversation, I pray, Lord, what should I say to this person? You know, I need you to you need to coach me. You need to show me how to talk. I don't like their disposition, but I think it's your will to save us all. You see, so the Holy Ghost is what brings the conviction, even to the believer. When you indecisive, he'll bring encouragement. You see, he'll lift you up. When you think you about to, they count you out. You just about ready to fly. So I like this topic, Bishop.
All right, God bless you. Bless you, Doctor. We have the line is open as always, and we are so thankful for the callers, and amen. Let the Spirit of God, amen. We know, amen. The point, we know the Spirit of God is using this program and using the subject. And we say, give myself, amen. We giving ourselves to the Holy Spirit because we know He speaks righteousness and knowing the Word of God. Amen. To encourage, to lift you up. Amen. Not to put you down. Negativity is not a part of, amen, God. God deal with positive. My mind fell on many years ago, amen, went to a service where a young man was possessed. And this is the second or third time young in the ministry met a service. The man came for prayer. And the young man, it was different voices start coming out of him, and they didn't know what to do with the young man. We find out, amen, that he was practicing the Ouija board and other different things in college and school. Amen. And just, you know how you get into these social groups. Sometimes we feel what we're bored. Young people feel that they're bored and have nothing to do when they leave home. So it's the people that be in these different places and environments. And Paul said, come out from among them. Amen. Idol worship. Amen. Be involved in something because you don't have no place to go. And you let these people lead you. But the caller was saying about the Spirit of God, Romans 8. Amen. We don't follow after the flesh, but we follow after the Spirit of God. And the more you pray, the more you get to learn, amen, the Spirit of God. The more you read the Word is Spirit. Amen. You learn to be led by the Spirit of God. And you can tell when people come to you. Barnabas came to Paul. Amen. Barnabas came to Paul. Yes, we need a mentor. Yes, we do. Barnabas came to Paul. He was a seasoned man. But it was a certain time, as times went on, Paul went out in Arabia and stayed, amen, a while. Then he came back, amen, and met with all the brethren, amen, and talked to old man Peter about 15 days, amen. But he did not. Barnabas did not stay with Paul all his life. Amen. He mentored Paul and testified and told the brethren. So when it comes down to life manners, the Holy Spirit, amen, he shall give us power. And I think we need to examine that word power. People think it's just religious charisma, amen, and jubilee. But no. That power give us the understanding and the ability to say no, walk away, amen, and take, amen, take whatever come this way, and he'll comfort us. All right, we can push one on your phone. We're always begin to turn the corner here in our broadcast. We don't want to, but it's time is beginning to go. So those that would like to say something, we'd like to, let's push one on your phone. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. We are God through His Holy Spirit. Amen. Has been given so many, amen, bad news. Amen. They have titled him, amen, so many negativity ways. Amen. So we want to understand that God has given you all you need, but you still need the brethren. Don't let the devil isolate you or put you off. Amen. No. You still need to put off. And Psalm 1, amen, you need God's word. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Amen. If you know someone that wants to help you and guide you in certain matters of your life, certain matters of your life. I don't know what God is talking to you about, amen, but you know we're still on this earth. We still need association. We need to, amen, shake hands. And what Jesus said, that we should love one another, amen. And someone will come to you and you begin to talk and you find out and you ask them, let's ask them little questions. Say, what do you think about God? What you think about the church, and, you know, kind of feel your way. If you're not, feel your way. And be on guard. The Bible says watch as well as pray. And kind of analyze it. You know, don't let them know what's what. And when the last time you went to church, when the last time you went to Bible, you know, been in the Bible, studying the Bible, some things like that. And you can see where this person, their life is. And they want to keep you in the same direction all the time, but just want you to follow their instructions. Amen. You keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. Amen. Let's push one on your phone. 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You push one on your phone, and I will... technician will put you in. Amen. I'm quite sure all of you here that's following this broadcast, on this broadcast, amen, you are being recorded, and your lessons and things that you say has been helping thousands of people. Amen. So this is a time that you might not think the little thing that you went through last week or the other day was important. But Peter said, don't think it's strange that you're the only one. Don't think it's strange. Somebody out there, amen, trying to make a decision. Amen. Some about marriage. Some about relocating their job. Some about relocating to a different area. Amen. And someone's to come up and say, oh, it's more grass over here in Egypt. Go to Egypt. Amen. Someone else come up, oh, you know, we need this and we need that. Oh, you should do this and do that. You're going to run into that in life. You're going to run into that. Making decisions. All of us have to make a decision somewhere in life. Amen. And we should be able to lean and pray and depend on God. You can dial one. Push one on your phone. Psalmist 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. You cannot go and should not go unless you are working and being just got saved. That's part of your career, and you're able to make some adjustments. But when you first come to Christ, amen, you have an environment and you have to learn how to put off a lot of things. You have to learn how to put off. And Paul was saying in Colossians, he said, put off, put on, and put off. So in terms, we have the ability. God honors your ability. Amen. Righteousness is a powerful thing. James said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen. Living right, or want to do right, is powerful in God's eyesight. If you draw nigh to God, amen, and begin to talk to God, God will draw to you. Amen. That's why the Holy Spirit gave you visions and dreams. Amen. Not only that, but you can speak to yourself. Encourage yourself. Amen. Talk to you. Talk to your weaknesses. Talk to your weakness. If you want to be a musician, amen, you can go and take up music classes. Amen. You can do this, that, and the other. Amen. But you can tell when the musicians say, well, I want to teach you a little of this and a little of that. You say, wait a minute now. I want to learn some melodies, some songs, some hymns from the Bible, and that's why I want to learn music. And the man said, no, I don't teach that. I don't like that. I don't like that. Just go find another teacher. That's all. Go find you another teacher. Amen. But you utilize, all right, we have another caller, area code 954-4427. Yes, sir.
Yes, I mean, I like what the elder was talking about earlier. You know, the first life coach that we ever had was when Jesus said it's imperative that he go. You know, if he don't go, then there would be no way for all of us to be able to have a comforter. He left that we all could have a comforter that would never leave us, and that's the Holy Spirit. And that was the first quote. Now, like Elder was saying, nowadays, the people who say they are life coaches, they get all their material from the Word of God. They just don't give God the credit for it. And if you listen to them, when you go to these people, they are between Proverbs and Psalms, most of these people, this is where they get most of their information in life. You know, Proverbs, if a person would actually study the word, they'll see that between Psalms and Proverbs, it probably pretty well about every situation that you can experience in life. But mm-hmm. the Holy Spirit was the first life coach that we had. Jesus did that so that we all could have him to ourselves to guide us through life. But once you give your life to Christ based on what he did for us at the cross, now the Holy Spirit has permission to enter into your life. He cannot have that permission to dwell in you if you first do not believe on what Christ did on the cross. Now you get that permanent life coach who's going to be with you always. And if you stay in your word and you meditate and study on your word, you'll constantly hear the Holy Spirit guiding you in every situation of your life, from the moment you wake up until the time you lay down at night. That's the life coach that the word of God, that the kingdom of God wants you to have. The one that's going to be closer than a brother. The Holy Spirit is there. And the Holy Spirit knows you because he knows your spirit. So when you cry out in your spirit, the Holy Spirit is right there. Yes, he's the life coach. That's the life coach that we need. Now, many people are just, like I said, they're just taking the word of God and using that without giving God the credit for it.
All right, very good, very good. And I thought about the Paul was saying in the church, you know, we have the older men teach the younger men,
mm-hmm.
and the younger women, the older women teach the younger women, amen, mm-hmm. the hands-on approach, amen, it's still there, amen. And God, for all the young ones just coming into Christ, amen, the word of God is spirit. The more the word you get into you, the more you'll be around the brethren, and many times you get in the church around some that you know are saved. You know been saved before you. Been telling you about church, amen, about God. And you know, and they'll come and put their arms around and say, you know, I thought about you last night. I thought about you the other day. Amen. You've been on my mind, you know, and you begin to work like that. God will... He put some flesh and blood right there that he can hold your hands and talk with you, amen, encourage you, amen, through your life problems and life temptation, amen. Samson, the mother and father tried to tell Samson had the God spirit. Samson had the Holy Spirit. Samson, yes, he did. All right. Area code 305 again, 4271. God bless you.
I was just enjoying the conversation, Bishop. And I listened to one point you made there. You got to have mentors in the church. You mm-hmm. got to have, that Jesus mm-hmm. laid the plan out there. Now God gave him 12 men. See what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he taught them. He led them into some stuff, boy. and I think the amazing thing about it, they'd be over there on the side talking about something, and Jesus walk up to them and tell them what they were talking about. you talk about a spirit-led thing, boy. That's something right there, you know. And I can mm-hmm. imagine what Peter said. Now, he wasn't even here. How can he come to the point like that? But see, that's what it is. He's showing us how he lives, how he can live in us. You see what I'm saying? And how is he going to do that other than through his own spirit? That's why the Bible calls the spirit of Christ. And he dwells in us, and he said, now I won't leave you. You see? But then... that's the fashion by which the church is built on, to bring people mm-hmm. together. And I'm sure you can attest to this. If you get a group of people, the Bible said if two come touching,
mm-hmm.
but if you
mm-hmm.
get five or six, man, you can build mm-hmm. you can build a cornerstone of a church. You see what I'm
yes,
saying?
Sir.
And listen, the amazing thing about it, by the pastor leading them, what would you have me to do? You see what I'm saying? You open to serve. I heard the scripture say that they being a bond servant. In other words, anything the Lord is saying to you, you understand, you open to it. And that's where,
right.
where Jesus was saying that God will be for you if you serve him. So it is true. Yeah. It is true that we go to church, it's just common play today. But it's a beautiful thing that you can go to church and hear the word of God. You see what I'm saying? It's a wonderful thing, and that's what the Lord is doing by coaching. And one other thing I want to say, another point you touched there, to show you that I'm listening to you, is that through prayer, you know, transformation of the mind. I'm looking at, you know, you studying the word, and you no. The transformation is taking place through prayer. And I'm glad for the encouragement that you're saying tonight, because it touches me. I got so now I'm always wanting to pray, and if I miss if I miss a moment, I get rough on myself. I say, man, what's wrong with you? And I start talking to the Lord. I don't care if I'm riding on the Greyhound bus. You see what I'm saying? Because it's very a lot of coaching is in that to surrender to walk in obedience. This is what's gonna keep you going. Cause this old flesh thing. Don't you know that flesh against flesh, somebody gonna fight. Some fight gonna take place. But now, Bishop, if I can't do nothing to help you, you understand? I can't do nothing to hurt you. I won't do it. You see, and if I do something to hurt you, it gonna hurt me even worse because of the Holy Ghost that's dwelling inside of me. That's what I want to say.
All right, God bless you as always. Amen. We're still open. We're getting down, winding down. Amen. To the last next two or three minutes, we want to go into prayer for all those that are young in Christ. We know it's struggling babies always. If you ever see babies, they walk, they stumble, amen, because of some kind of instructions, amen. And when they come to Christ, amen, they have to be very careful, amen. The enemy right there, they try to snatch them up soon as they begin to give themselves, amen, to the Lord and read the word. They want to pull them off to another church, pull them off to another prayer meeting, amen, to get their mind confused. Amen. But we thank God for the church and the brethren and the mothers. Amen. And the old men and brethren there. And I caught a glimpse here. Amen. What the Lord was saying here, when they come to church and another person walk up to you and hug you, saying, you know, I was thinking about you, and I'm glad to see you, and you know, I just want to give you something. You know, and you say, oh, my God, nobody know this but God. Nobody know this but God. The person begin to respond. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the discernment. That's what you get. Amen. God knows. He touch other people. He called them and said, go talk to this person. Go call this person. I pray for him. Amen. They show up. Amen. All of it. Amen. All. Amen. The Holy Spirit is very... He's our comforter. But our brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us need to put our mind on trying to help others. Try to put our mind on helping others. God has given us the ability and the talent. Amen. And when he brings you through a season of growth, amen, he wants you to go out and strengthen your brother. Amen. You know, someone is going through something, and you know the trials and situation they're going through, amen, especially the young brothers in Christ, amen, out there now that's dealing with this economy, amen, the marriage problems, amen. They have so much instruction that's falling out of the air on the television, on the radio, amen, got signs how to tell you how to live, and amen. And it's for us. It's for us, amen, to show up, amen, and say, okay, I'm going to do what I can. And we thank God. This is what this program is about. We're praying that we're able to strengthen you, encourage you to do what you can. Amen. Some of you can write letters. And I know we have some new authors that's coming up out there. After a while, we're going to hear from them to promote their books. Amen. You have great stories you can tell. Amen. And God can use that against this world of wickedness. Amen. This is the world that Noah was going through. Amen. The Bible says the days of Noah and Lot. You can see it now. You begin to see what things that are happening. Amen. Earthquake almost swallowed up a whole town. Amen. So we have floods coming through. But through it all, God's people can persevere because we are just strangers. We are just strangers passing through. Amen. Strangers passing through. Amen. And those of us that are in Christ, amen, God has blessed you to come through a season in your life. It might be a health season, a season of economic conditions. Amen. Might be a Job time you went through. Amen. Might be a time, amen, whatever it was, but God brought us through. That's a powerful word, through. Amen. Don't look at what is now, but look at the through problems. Amen. Miracles? Oh, yes, yes. My brother can stand up and say, you know, God brought me through this. God brought me through that. Amen. That's power. That's power. And you still got your sound mind. Amen. You're still living. You're still rejoicing. And you still have not, like Job, said, you didn't count God and you didn't fault God for what you was going through. Amen. That's power. That's power. And in the end, then you know, he said he'd give you eternal life because he brought you through this. You know he's able to give you eternal life. Amen. God got a better place for us. Amen. We're getting ready to pray now. Amen. It's possible. We can have some of our callers. We press 1 on the phone. And we would like to share a prayer for those that are going through temptation or trials. Whatever God put on your heart to pray for, you can press 1 right now. Amen. And give us about a 20-second, amen, prayer. Amen. Then we have some more to come forward. Amen. Just press 1 on your phone. Amen. If you dial in, you just want to pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 954-4427. Go right ahead. God bless you.
Father God, we thank you that this evening that as we come together and assemble with open minds, that Father God, that we will fully receive the Lord Jesus Christ and his sacrifice on the cross, that the Holy Spirit would dwell within us, and the Spirit of Christ, Father God, would be with us everywhere and anywhere at any time, that we won't, Father God, have to depend upon a man or a woman, but know that the Holy Spirit would dwell within us, and when the Holy Spirit dwell within us, we would have guidance in all things, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We agree. All right. We have another caller. You can just push 1 on the phone and give us a closing prayer. Amen. We agree. The Bible says we're 2 or 3 touch and agree. All right. Area code 305-4271. Amen. Go right ahead.
God, we are so grateful tonight for this broadcast, and we thank you for the subject matter tonight. We ask you, O God, to encourage the hearts of your people everywhere and call us closer to your bleeding side. We also ask, O God, that you lift us, stand up, that spirit in our lives, that we set our affections. We that have set our affections, strengthen us, O God, for the journey. And not only that, those newcomers, those born-again babes that have come, strengthen them, O God. Teach them how to set their affections. For we need you in Jesus' name, to the glory and honor of God. Amen.
Amen. We all say amen. We agree. Amen. And this is what God has done for us. If you'd like to write a call, amen, send an email. Send it to www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. God bless you. We love you. Continue to pray for one another. Amen. Remember, God has not left us empty-handed. He did a complete job. We brought the church and the Holy Spirit. Amen. He's leading and guiding us. But we still need our brothers. We still our brother's keeper and need one another. Amen. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, bless you all. Amen.